The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The US President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, has been convicted by a jury of lying about his drug use to illegally buy a gun in 2018. After the trial, the president flew to Delaware and greeted and hugged his son. And in a statement, President Biden said he will respect the judicial process, but as a dad, he continues to love and be proud of his son. After the week-long trial concluded, some of the jurors spoke to reporters. This is Juror 10 laying out how the 12-man jury came to a unanimous decision.
So yesterday, when the case was handed over to us, we went to the deliberating room. We weren't there that long because it was getting late in the evening. So we just decided, okay, the first thing we're going to do is let's vote now and see how the count was. So we voted, and it was 6-6. Now, I don't believe that any of them were trying to change their minds, or we weren't trying to change anybody's mind. It's just the fact that I think they said no because they wanted more information. They wanted to talk more about the case. So they didn't want to jump to conclusions right away and say, yes, he was guilty. We took each count, and we went over the evidence for each count. And once our foreman had the whiteboard, and we decided, okay, let's go through each count. So, and then we went around the table, and on the first count, we all said we agreed for number one, we agreed for number two, and we agreed for number three, but number four was a holdout. Okay, so then we talked about it a little bit longer about the question on the first indictment. So then we talked a little bit about it, and then we said, okay, let's go back to that. I'll tell you, it was I can't speak for everyone, but I can speak for myself. Like it was very sad that he was being that he was being convicted of these crimes, but that his life had turned out the way it did.
And now Hunter Biden is the first child of a sitting U.S. president to be convicted of a crime. And this is what Juror 8 told ABC News about the significance of that.
You do know that you convicted the president's son. How do you feel about that?
I don't care. I shouldn't say that. It's unfortunate that he's convicted, but him being the son is not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that he did a bad thing and actions have consequences.
I'm joined now by Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway and columnist with the journal.ie. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this is an odd case because the charges against him were kind of the same charge, lying to on a form, a federal form, lying to the gun owner and then owning the gun. It's all of a piece.
It is, yeah. It's all the same. And you know, the reality here is that these prosecutions are seldom, if ever, brought with respect to making misrepresentations on a background check or possession of a gun. They're almost never brought unless there's an underlying gun crime involved here. And that's why very many, myself included, thought that this case never should have been brought. And indeed, there had been a plea deal that had been agreed many months ago, but was ultimately rejected by the judge, who didn't like sort of the blanket immunity that flowed from it. But still, I think on the law, I think it's pretty clear that there was a technical violation of the law by Hunter Biden. The jury had no other choice. But Pat, just very quickly, one of the other jurors said, yes, we felt like we had no choice but to convict. But it seemed like an awful waste of taxpayer money.
Now, the special prosecutor at the end, he gave a little speech saying, now, it must be pointed out, he's a Trump appointee. And he said he kept making this pretty speech about nobody's above the law. And I felt like saying, why don't you call your boss in New York and tell him the same and tell him to shut up?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, it's inevitable that this is all going to be seen through a political lens in the United States. And it is undeniable that when the plea deal fell apart, congressional Republicans pushed hard on the Biden administration, on the attorney general, that Hunter Biden go ahead here. But I find myself drawing a strange parallel between the two cases in the sense that I didn't think the case against Donald Trump in New York was very strong either. Yet prosecutors got a conviction in both instances. Now, the question, I suppose, is what impact, if any, this is going to have on the presidential race?
There was much made last night on CNN of Trump having tweeted a tweet which included a line of sympathy to Hunter Biden in his travails. But then that was withdrawn. The sympathy was deleted and then the tweet was reissued.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think we've discussed this before, Pat. I think this actually relates directly to a debate in 2020 where I think Donald Trump might have actually lost the election, where he was very, very hard on Hunter Biden, I think in a very nasty fashion. And I think a lot of Americans who can relate to where Joe Biden is, that is, they have children with problems, children with difficulties. To see Donald Trump being so nasty at a moment where Joe Biden was clearly vulnerable as a father, I think that that was too much. I think that's probably what Donald Trump was getting at initially. Of course, he withdrew it, and he's continued to make, he and his team have continued to make these totally unsubstantiated allegations that this is a distraction from the real crimes of the Biden crime family and all sorts of other stuff that has no foundation whatsoever, no backup, but plays well with his base.
Yeah, and much has been made of the fact that so many American families with the opioid epidemic and returning veterans from war who end up with mental health problems, so many Americans would identify with the Bidens in this regard. At the same time, no parent wants to hear all that stuff about crack cocaine and sexual activity being paraded in court.
No, and I mean, let's strip away the law and the politics from this. This has to be horrific for President Biden to endure. Remember, this is a family that's been through an awful lot of tragedy, an awful lot of very, very sad events. And you could make the argument that, you know, the jurist said, how did Hunter Biden's life turn out like this? Well, I'd say he carries an awful lot of scars with him from all of that tragedy that they've endured. And I think that this has to be taking a toll on President Biden. And look, we know that this guy is in some form of decline. We know he's not the man he was 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. And one wonders what further impact this is going to all have on him as he embarks upon a quest that is, as we've noted before, a straight uphill one and is going to demand every bit of his physical and mental strength.
Do you think that there's any possibility that people close to him, including his wife Jill, would say, hang on, Joe, you don't need this. Get a younger man who will trounce Donald Trump.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. I think that Jill is probably the only person who might be in a position to say something like that directly to him. But do I wonder if many, many Democrats or people close to the president will be having conversations along those lines? I strongly suspect that they already were, and I strongly suspect that these conversations will intensify. Remember that Hunter Biden, his sentencing is going to happen in the coming months. He's facing another criminal trial in September on tax evasion charges. So things could only get worse from that point of view from the president.
All right. Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway and columnist with thejournal.ie. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.